I have with me a green ball, a little basketball, a really little super ball, okay, and a big basketball. Did I lose my green ball?
Yes.
And the reason I have all of these is to ask the following question. May I play with these on Sabbath? This is a... They do?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos? Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. She's going to bite it?
No, it's a floor, so no.
He's like, okay. Sorry about that. All right. So we begin by asking, what would be wrong with playing ball on Shabbos? What could possibly be wrong?
Carrying.
Okay.
But there's an error.
It disturbs Dora. Okay.
Not to my
daughter.
Are you resting now?
Oh, really? Where do they play? Where do they play?
Well, the way my house is, the driveway.
They play in their driveway?
In their driveway, they have a basketball in the garage.
Uh-huh, and they play on Shabbos.
Yes,
I see your betterness. At least they're nice enough to ask you whether they, you know, if you're...
I'm playing now. I said, well, are you resting? I said, yes, I'm resting. Can we play in an hour? I said, okay.
Yeah, at least they're nice. That's so sweet of them. Okay. So I want to... They woke you up right to ask you. Are you playing ball? So take that way. Take that way. Who's got my originals? Are my originals there somewhere? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think 50 copies should be enough for you.
Oh.
Okay.
And my friends.
And your friends. This question, you might have noticed this might be here. You might have noticed this thing here, this sign here, that as it appears on the bulletin board on the Young Israel. And it's not only on the Young Israel bulletin board. It's up on many bulletin boards that it was distributed in the community. Peace. Okay? So the sign reads as follows. The Talmud relates that the city of Tur Shimon was destroyed because of ball playing on Shabbos. The post can tell us that ball playing for adults is strictly prohibited. This includes tennis, golf, baseball, football, and other similar sports. For very young children, however, the halacha is more lenient. In one's own backyard, away from public view, a young child is permitted to throw a ball in a simple fashion. What's the definition of throw a ball in a simple fashion? What's throw a ball in a complicated fashion? What's the opposite of in a simple fashion? Tossing the ball is okay. Okay.
Maybe he's playing basketball.
Under no conditions may children play ball in the street. Is the driveway the street?
No.
Okay. This would certainly diminish the Kedusha Shabbos in our community. Okay, this would diminish the Kedusha Shabbos in our community. Is that okay?
I think it's a little fast.
So I have a number of, I put it up because somebody gave it to me, and you know, why not put it up? But I have a simple question. Is it true?
Is it true that...
It's true.
Is the whole sign true? Did anybody else notice the sign other than me?
Yeah, I have.
You did, yeah. Yeah. I put it up, so... Is it true?
How do we know?
What? Well, that's why you come to the class.
Yeah.
Right? To find out if it's true or not. So there's a number... There's a number of different issues in here. One, so let's just list them. One, the Talmud relates that the city of Tur Shimon was destroyed because of ball playing on Shabbos. Statement number one. Two, the post can tell us that ball playing for adults is strictly prohibited. That's statement number two. Okay, we'll assume that ball playing is any type of ball. For very young children, however, the halacha is more lenient. That's statement number three. In one's own backyard, away from public view, a young child is permitted to throw a ball in a simple fashion. Where do we see the halacha distinguishing between in one's backyard or in the street?
Where do we see the halacha at all?
Okay. Under no conditions may a child play a ball in the street. That's number five or six. I wonder if any of these statements are true. Right? Did anybody, you've all seen it. Did you wonder whether it was true or not?
Yes.
I think there's an assumption that such a public announcement would have to be based on some kind of truth. Otherwise, it wouldn't be posted. But then again, we don't know.
Isn't it interesting that Nobody signed it.
Nobody signed it. And
the only, what is the only proper noun, actually, in the entire statement? No.
Tur Shima.
The only proper noun in the whole thing. So was there actually a place called Tur Shima?
I wonder.
That's a good question. Turns out there was. Okay. Source number two.
I think the only true statement actually is the last one. This is certainly diminished the Kedushas of Shabbos in our community.
So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi, see number, source number two. Tur Shimon have a mapek tlush mavan de garbin de mirkoa lakaita kola ruvas shuba. Okay? So Tur Shimon produced 300 garbin? I don't think it's socks, but 300 measurements of cloth. Kol iruva, every iruva, every night maybe? And it was this great metropolis. It was a very large town, this Tur Shimon. You've all heard of the place called Tur Shimon? Neither have I. Okay. V'lama charav. So why was it destroyed? So the Gemara says, Yesh om mipnei haznus. Some say, Yesh om mipnei haznus. Some say because there was immorality going on. V'yesh om mim shayim meshachkim
b'kadur. It doesn't say
b'shachkim. Ah. So some say that they were playing ball. So the question is, what does that mean? Why would they be destroyed because they were playing ball? What would be wrong with playing ball?
Because it's on Shabbos.
So the Korban is, what?
Are you doing that?
It's interesting to know that it doesn't say on Shabbos. So if you look at the same source in Eicha Rabbah is the Midrash. Eicha is the Midrash on Eicha. Midrash says, same thing, Tur Shimon Havi Mapik Tlash Mea Garbin Yimru Ukaim B'choli Ruva Leilein Kaita, right? It was this great city. B'lama Charav, why was it destroyed? Itema Mishum Znus. Okay? So the Gemara, some say because it must have been immorality. So he says, no, B'halo Riba Achash Haisha, there was only one maid serving the Hotzi Yuam Misham. And they kicked her out, meaning as soon as somebody got a maid, so they were afraid, you know, the Vada of Tur Shimon said, no, we don't want to have any immorality here, and this woman could be a source of immorality, so they kicked her out. So then, Lama Charav, I'm Rab Huna, Ayyadei Shahayim Esachim B'Kadur B'Shabbos. They played ball on Shabbos. Okay? So since they played ball on Shabbos, therefore their city was destroyed. What? Why are you shaking your head?
Something's not. We don't have all the information. That's
what we got.
So therefore, how come Tel Aviv isn't destroyed, and Yerushalayim isn't destroyed, and Haifa isn't destroyed, because they're playing sports on Shabbos?
You want to... Don't push your luck. Yeah. I don't know. So that's what the Gemara says. That's just what it says. So what would you say about playing ball on Shabbos in this case?
I would do it,
right? Who's it talking about?
You assume
it have to be adults. Okay? What's wrong with playing ball on Shabbos?
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead. What could possibly be wrong with playing ball on Shabbos? Larry? And don't tell me it's not Shabbos Day. Why not? What defines...
It's an activity. It's a weekday activity.
What defines an activity as Shabbistic versus not Shabbistic?
Eating is a requirement.
Eating is a requirement. Yeah,
eating, you have to.
Okay. What would be...
You're not supposed to exercise.
You're not supposed to exercise on Shabbos. Interesting. Why not?
You're not supposed to break a sweat.
Why not?
And you'll take the towel and you'll...
Not supposed to break a sweat. What if you're late to shul?
What
second? So you are supposed to break a sweat.
What if you're going to the hospital?
What if you're going to the hospital? Well, that's life and death. So all bets are off, right? So if he's on his way to shul, and Evan realizes he's never been late to shul in his life, right? And he's just certainly not going to start on Shabbos morning. And it's 4 minutes to nine. So he breaks into a dead sprint. Gets to shul at 3 seconds to nine, but he made it. Of course, you know, shirt is all whatever, terrible. My uncle used to live in San Diego. He lived 3.5 miles away from shul, up and down the hills of San Diego. So he used to have a keep a shirt in the shul. Why? Because by the time you got there, it sounds, I'm getting nods of, yeah.
I'm from
San Diego. Oh, there you go. In the summertime, not in the wintertime. By the time you got there.
Even in the
wintertime,
David and I are old.
Yeah, so it's not a physical problem. What's the problem?
The activity.
The activity. Well, what's wrong with exercise? We'll soon see. Exercise is an issue. Okay? We're going to see it's an issue. In every problem, what I'm going to show you is, in every problem that we raise vis-a-vis ball playing, we're going to see that it's not so clear.
That's a matter of carrying.
Carrying, too. So, okay, so now we've talked about exercise. Carrying. What else could be a problem?
The squeezing.
All right, so don't put this in the water.
Okay.
Right? So, good. What else could be a problem? Marisine for what? Marisine could only be a problem.
Yeah,
Marisine could only be a problem if you have something that's usher.
It makes noise.
It makes noise?
Well, we learned about things that make noise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But remember, the only thing that's prohibited is something that makes noise that would create the impression that Chilul Shabbos is going on. Right? Like the grinding or something that interrupts your Shabbos. Okay?
What about leading to other things?
What would it lead
like
to?
Writing down the score.
Okay. Or, very good. How many people do you know play ball right down the score? You should just know. I think we talked about this last year when we talked about writing. That playing a game where people normally write things down is problematic on Shabbos. So if you play
Scrabble.
I don't know why my father always let us play Scrabble. You just keep scoring a book. The funny thing is, then during the week we also kept scoring a book. So we just, you know, because like, when do you play Scrabble? When you have nothing else to do? When do you play on Shabbos? So you know, I'm not a Scrabble nut. I'm sorry, but most people keep Scrabble. They're writing it down.
Or so they now have kids that you can keep numbers.
Oh, do they really? Okay, just so be aware. So that's another problem. Now, by the way, I'm just looking at, I'll pick it out, Rabbi Neustadt, who writes that halacha thing. He wrote one, apparently, Shabbos Ki Tavo, which was, I don't know what year, but it's on Torah.org, and he has a whole summary of the discussion here. So a lot of the sources, most of the sources are in his discussion, written by Rabbi Neustadt. So he talks about the problems, halacha considerations, carrying, we talked about. Okay. By the way, why am I not going to discuss carrying?
Not an issue.
Not an issue. Why is it not an issue?
We have
an Eruv. Okay.
Yeah, but you can't all in if the Eruv is up.
When's the last time our Eruv was not up?
Well,
he's
had a good one.
Yeah.
But that's not
the
point.
Well,
that's
the purpose
of...
Actually, I'm supposed
to... The purpose of the Eruv is not to play ball. You should just know.
Establishing...
When I searched playing ball on Shabbos, you should just know, I saw that this came up. But a lot of other things came up were Eruv sites that stated that the Eruv was not made for people to play ball on Shabbos.
Right.
What does that mean that the Eruv was not established for that purpose? When you establish an Eruv, what is an Eruv?
Established
for the in this community.
What is an Eruv? We're going to talk about this later. What is an Eruv?
To enhance the Shabbos.
But an Eruv is a physical structure. It's an enclosure. Does it matter why you put up the Eruv? Does the intent of the Eruv putter upper have any bearing on who can use it and how?
No.
What if I say, I am putting up my Eruv not for the singles? Does that count? Does it have any bearing on the singles?
No.
I think so.
No. An Eruv is the thing that it does have bearing on is the real Eruv is the food, we're going to learn this, is the food that's communal. So perhaps I could exclude them from the food, from being participating in the Eruv. But if the person has everyone in the community in mind, can he exclude a certain use of the Eruv?
No.
Let's say he said, you know, too many children make noise in shul on Shabbos. I don't think babies should go to shul, so we make this Eruv, we exclude strollers. Which was kind of obvious the need for the Eruv, if you ask me, but you can't really do that. So what's wrong with... So now somebody makes an Eruv, it's an enclosure, and I'm going to play ball. Can you say, I didn't build the Eruv for that? I say, good, well, great, you didn't build the Eruv for that, I don't care. You built the Eruv. Is the community enclosed?
Yes.
Is it communal property?
Yes.
Okay.
The interesting, one of the things when Rabbi Drucker recently established the Arub, and I'm surprised Rabbi Wolf doesn't do it, maybe the Bach told him not to or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then at least once a year, it should be declared down to make sure that people check.
They don't declare it
down. It hasn't happened. Yet.
It's not my time.
It happened when Rabbi Drucker was
doing it. They declare it down? Even though it's up?
Yeah.
See, that's a big joke because they stopped doing that. That's a big joke because everybody knows it's really up when they say it's down.
Not necessarily. After a school like you've had.
I've checked the one in West Bloomfield and it's down a lot.
Really? Well, he checks it and fixes it too.
Yeah, because
he's very good.
He's fantastic because we've some of the situations we've had in the last few years.
Yeah. We had situations like in a snowstorm. In a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So at the just as an aside, the plows. You know how they spread the sand and the salt. So as they're spreading the sand and the salt, they need to raise the back of the dump truck because it's got to pour out, and they're spreading as they go along. So of course, when they go on 696, you'll notice it says lower whatever on some of the exits because they go on 696, and the thing, the guy's driving along in the middle of the snowstorm and not realizing that this thing is, you know, way up high, right? And when he goes under the first underpass, boom, and the whole thing comes off. Okay, what else comes down with it?
Oh, yeah.
Your air wire going across the...
Wait, so what would happen if this would happen on Shabbos?
You wouldn't know on Shabbos.
It's off on Shabbos.
Right. Before Shabbos, if it's up...
Right, but there have been Fridays where it wound up. Yeah, it was down. Okay, other things. Leveling of the ground. You might not have thought this is an issue, but there was a chash, we're going to see, there was a concern of a shvuye gumos. That's what he wants to play kickball, right? And the only field you had across the street was this, you know, terrible, grassy, dirty field, right? And so the rabbis were sometimes concerned that you would smooth out the ground, you know, you would smooth out the rough spots. Is that a concern, as we'll soon see? Next concern, he writes, is trees and bushes. This, though, people don't know. You're certainly not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to hang things on trees. And if something is hanging on a tree, you can't get it down from the tree on Shabbos. That's something people don't know. That's for sure. That's enforced and that's real.
So how does that affect ball play?
What?
You kick the ball into
the ball goes into a tree.
If you hit the ball into the tree.
Oh.
Right, you can't get it down. And finally, inflating the ball. Let's say the ball needs air. Can you inflate the ball on Shabbos?
No.
You all sure?
Yes, you can.
So let's see. This is called from the Shibole Haleket. Shibole Haleket. I don't have my notes here. It was written in the 1400s, 1500s by a posek who preceded the Beis Yosef. Din ma lishchok b'peiros b'tam b'chaser o kadur b'shabbos. So people, not everybody had a ball, but they all had grapefruit, I guess. So you want to play? What? Yeah, well, what
the
heck? Yes, that's how they call the grapefruit. Okay. Matzatzi b'shem Rav Lezer Mitul Zatzal. The Asher b'shachek b'shabes v'tam v'chaser. That's the name of the game. Tam v'chaser. Who's chokes korin ugamata? I don't know why they called it ugamata, but, you know... it's like I told Simcha that I was talking about this, that we were going to talk about this on Shabbos. So Rina brought up, she said, "Yeah, like playing handball against the shul parking lot, for shul parking lot on Shabbos." And Simcha said, "Handball? What's handball?" And he said, "Oh, you mean, I don't remember what he said. You mean like dead man something or other? I don't know, whatever they call the game. You know, I don't even know what they call. Do you know what they call the game? You have any idea what they call? You know." They throw it against... He's going to laugh at me that I didn't even know the name of the game.
We used
to call
it slug.
Slug?
Throw it off to the side of the sideboard.
Yeah, it was something negative like that. Slug. It was something like that. Okay. It really, it was. The Yeshiko and also Tamkas. Right? That's what some called it, Tamkas. Okay? The Hada Amina and the Perak Bay's debate. So Rav Chira, Rav Shimon, Rav Kapti, Rabbi Kapti Ahadadi. They were makbir on each other. Chay Matzati Kasu. In Rav Matir, this is called Be'egozin the Shabbos, Yishim Ilude Kalav, Ochim Yishtabras. He wouldn't allow them to play with nuts on Shabbos because you say they made a noise, but that was more of a musical instrument kind of thing. And also they break. So he says, let's skip. It's forbidden to play. Like the prohibition of playing ball or playing this game that they were playing was because they were afraid. Let's say you played, anybody ever see the game Bocce? Right? Or you wanted to play shuffleboard or something like that. So then you needed a flat surface. So since you needed a flat surface, therefore they were afraid. Let's say, for example, your kids wanted to play jacks on the dirt. Okay, what would they first do? Smooth it out. So that they were afraid of. Because you were afraid of smoothing out holes. And that was a tolda, I think something on plowing or, you know, one of those things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Okay? They can't do it. Skip to the next paragraph. Then he skips a little bit. He has another question. Is the ball muktzah?
Because it's not necessary.
What is correct? What do you use a ball for on Shabbos? What could you use it for? You say playing. So now the ball has to have some use. So is there something called the Torah's Kli Alav? There's a reason for it to be used, that it's called a Kli, a vessel. So he says, Magum Mekom Makom, Bein Sheyesh Torah's Kli Alav, Bein Sheyesh Torah's Kli Alav, Nira She'asur, L'Sachikva, I think it's forbidden to play with it, Ula Taltuvo B'Shabbos, or to move it on Shabbos, Sharei Ein Sarach B'Til Tulan. There's no reason, you have no use for them. I guess you didn't think playing ball was useful.
Cards and board games and everything?
Sure could. He didn't. Meaning there's no independent use for these balls. I wanted to use it to cover up my bottle. I can use it to cover my bottle, right? I'll stick it in my bottle, it'll be a little cork. So I can figure some use. He says, no. Ain't a ride to whom man is. It's gross. Right? It gets all dirty and you never use it as a bottle stopper. He says, oh, but also, 3 lines in the bottom. So we see, remember the Midrash Eicha? To a Shimon have a mapik tlas mea garbin, dimrakoa, b'chol aruba shaba, le elon kaita, v'la macharev, why was Tor Shimon destroyed? Ein time am bishum znuf, v'hala riba achas haitza sham v'al simishan, v'la macharev, why was it destroyed? Am ravuna aidesh hayi mesachkin b'kadur b'shabes. So what does he say? You get the sense, he says, why is it really usher to play ball on Shabbos?
Because
Tor Shimon was destroyed for playing ball on Shabbos. Well, what did the Rabban, if that's really what the Rabbanan said, so what was the Rabbanan really saying then? It was saying,
no, reason.
Sometimes there are things that there's no particular issue. But what does it say about a person? I mean, let's say, for example, somebody came to me and said, well, Super Bowl is on Shabbos instead of on Sunday, so we're lucky it's on Sunday, not on Shabbos. And I, you know, the whole community decided to set its TVs on a Shabbos clock, and they're going to watch it on Shabbos. What's the Isser? Is there an Isser? There is it. I mean, there's an Isser, but it's like a not quantifiable Isser. You know what I'm saying?
It's not Shabbos day. It's not
Mar Sinai for what? The television is a good one. That's Mar Sinai, because somebody would think you turned on the TV. So what's not Shabbos day about playing ball? It doesn't gym with you. You don't like it. Why not? You've been indoctrinated for years and years, being told that you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos, that it's not Shabbos day, that it's a bad day. And what I'm asking you to do is look at it independently, objectively. Stop for a second, okay? Tosos in Be'a. So Tosos is discussing, there's an interesting question about Yom Tov. Yom Tov, one is permitted to carry, right? So are you permitted to carry only for the need of Yom Tov, or are you permitted to carry for any reason? So there's a rule that says, Mitoch Shehutra Litzorech, since something was permitted, Litzorech, for need, meaning for the need of, like cooking, was permitted for the need of Ocha Mefesh, Hutra Nami Shalom Litzorech. So, for example, am I allowed to use warm water in order to wash my face on Yom Tov? Yes, I am. I am cooking the water and I'm not eating it. I'm not drinking that water. But the rule of mitzvah applies. Since I'm permitted to cook the water, to turn on the hot water for reasons of cooking, therefore I'm permitted to... Right, so now what about carrying? Can I carry something outside on Yom Tov just because I want to? I want to use it. Is that considered a tzorah or not? So this is from the Tosfos in Beya. The Tosfos says the following. I don't want to read the whole thing. Here we are. Chipligi, three lines down in the middle of the line. Vechi, see where I am? And Toso, source number four. Vechi pligi, in the middle of the line, third line down, right? It says Vechi. Vechi pligi, Beit Shammai u'Beit Hillel. So when do Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue? B'dvarim she'enu mitzorach ochel nefesh. So they argue about something that's not necessary for food. Ve'ika behem tzorach yom tov. But there is a need for yom tov. Kas, a little bit. Kigon, katon memulo. I need to give my kid a bris. So can I carry the kid on yom tov? So that's machlokes. The mitzvah nikreis tzorach yom tov. Okay? The mitzvah, 1 second, is for Torah Yom Tov. The Sefer Torah Likros Ba, or the Melulav Latzeis Ba, or Telulav, the Sefer Torah Likros Ba. The Chaim Pirush Rabbeinu Chanano. That's what Rabbeinu Chanano says. Avalesa Pirushan. But they're all wrong. Why? Says the Tosfos. The Lav Gav Ka Katan the Mulo. It's not just a Katan if I have to go and give him a bris on Yom Tov. The Hu Adin Delo Lumulo Disari. And then you don't want to give that child a bris on Yom Tov. You can also take your child out and carry him on Yom Tov. Gam Tiyul. Okay, you could also take a little spatzir. That's a Tiyul. Take a walk. To Ha'ashkecha Nami, because we see also Shemeshachikim Vikadur playing with a ball. Shekorin Pluta. There was a ball that they used to call the Pluta ball. The Yom Tov, the Rishis Arabim. Afagav Deleka Elitiyul. So the Tosfos says that on Yom Tov, what would they do? What would they do in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public thoroughfare, Larry? Play ball!
Sounds like they took the ball, went on a walk, on a hike, and something.
They took the ball, and they would play catch. Right? They would just, Larry, how you doing?
This was Yom Tov.
Okay, what is the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? For Halacha? Carrying. Is something that's not Shabbosic all of a sudden going to be Yontific? No. So what do you do? Here you have Tosfos, and in the Bali Tosfos, what they should say is, and I think it's a terrible thing, and they should never play ball on Yontif, and they're terrible and destroying. The Tosfos say nothing of the sort. They don't mention anything about ball on Yontif. All they say is, it's not a problem of care, not Yontif. You're allowed to take your ball out and play a little game of frisbee. Have a catch. Whatever.
But what about all the other concerns? For example, if you're smoothing out or if you're...
What about all the other concerns?
They're not concerned about that because it's Yom Tov and they're not concerned.
No, smoothing out is still a problem, still forbidden. Moksha is still forbidden.
On Yom Tov.
All those problems. Because it went...
So how come those things aren't taken into consideration?
Because what does that tell you?
There's an underlying...
So what does that tell you?
Is a reason they're not saying.
No.
So that those are not concerns?
Yeah, obviously. Okay, they failed. Tobal, they told us, felt that that wasn't a concern.
The only concern was carrying.
Seems like it. So now, you see, I have two conflicting sources. I have the Shiboleh HaLeket, that's a more Sephardic source, and the Baal Leh Tosafot, who are, anybody want to guess what they are? More Ashkenazic source. So lo and behold, what are we going to find? So if you look at, I'll skip to Beis Yosef because he just quotes the same sources. He quotes the Shiboleh HaLeket. Says the Shulchan Aruch, source number 6. Asur lishchok b'Shabbos v'yom tov b'kadur. Right, Larry? You got it? Source number 6?
Yeah.
You cannot play ball on Shabbos. Sorry.
Done.
Except there's only one problem. What? Hagah, who's the Hagah? Hagah is the Ramah, the Moshe Isselis, who is the Ashkenazic posek who says, B'yesh Matirin. Some permit it. Not only do some permit it, V'hachi Nahagu. What does Hachi Nahagu mean? That's our custom. We Ashkenazim permit ball playing on Shabbat. So let's look at the That's what it
means.
What? Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The Yesh Matirin. So now, how do you think rabbis are going to take, you know, this idea of somebody saying you're allowed to play ball on Shabbos? I mean, Larry, do you know this is in the Shulchan Aruch that the Rambam said you're allowed to play ball? You did not, right? So now let's turn back to page one for a second. Hold on. The Poskim tell us that ball playing for adults is strictly prohibited. Have you ever heard of Rabbi Moshe Eshelis? The Rama? Is he one of the Poskim? The Ashkenazic author of the Shulchan Aruch? Okay, does he say ball playing is strictly prohibited? No, we just don't. He says ball playing is strictly
prohibited.
No, he doesn't.
So then
he said ball playing is strictly permitted.
So wait a minute, so
who... Okay, what? Where are you looking? Number six. I'm sorry, maybe I never clarified. It's a very important rule in Shulchan Aruch. Did anybody never explain this? This happens a lot. Have you noticed that there's different print?
Yeah.
Okay? That's in black print, and the other one is in smaller print. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch was written by a man named Rabbi Yosef Karo. If you look at source number five...
I'm just so you don't understand.
Source number five is the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef is like the explanation of what he puts in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Karo was of the Sephardic tradition, and he decided, in the mid-1500s, you know, there's no code of Jewish law, so I better write down the code of Jewish law. He wrote it down. Just at the same time, a man named Rabbi Moshe Eshelis, who was living in Italy, was writing the same thing. His own code of Jewish law. Except... Except Rabbi Yosef Karo beat him to print.
And Karo was Ashkenazi.
Karo is Sephardic.
Eshelis is Ashkenazi.
So all Rabbi Ramah could do was take Rabbi Yosef Karo's book, and then he published it with an Ashkenazi gloss, with footnotes that said, we don't do this, we do that. So in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see all the time, you'll see the Sephardic law, halacha, and then Hagah. Hagah means gloss, additional. We don't do it that way. Yesh
Matirin. So then I wasn't kidding, so then I was being funny, but it is the fine print. It's like, this is what you're allowed to do, but here's the fine print.
Usually it goes the other way. Usually the Shulchan Aruch says, you could do this. And the Rambam says, no.
Small print is the codified or the...
Well, that's for Ashkenazim. If you're Sephardi, any Sephardi here? No? Well, you're not Sephardi anymore. Sorry. Okay. Nice try. No more kidney oat on Pesach. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, sorry. Did you have ice on Pesach? Oh, man. Well, you had it there. What can I say? Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Matirin. Kuf Nun Chet. See what it says, Kuf Nun Chet? Yes. Right, but when the Ram, that's true, but the Ramban knew that.
Uh-huh.
So when he puts in Yesh Matirin, V'hachi Menahogu L'hakel, right? By the way, who does he quote? Tosho, Perek, Kama, Debeah. That Tosho that we saw. So he says, you know, it's very nice that there's a Midrash Echa that playing ball destroyed the city of Tur
Simon.
Okay? But the Baalei Tosho knew about that, and they obviously didn't say anything. So, you know, it's a Yerushalmi. It never appears in the Bavli, and it's a Midrash. Okay, Yesh Matirin. Yesh Matirin says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, who is the Mishnah Berurah written by? Who wrote the Mishnah Berurah? The Chafetz Chaim. He wrote it in the late 19th century, so we're skipping 400 years. He says, Efsar Shetama. Maybe the reason is, Shekevan She'asui Lekach, Umiyuchad lazer, right? What was this ball made for? What was it made for? Playing for, it's made for ball. Is there any other use for this other than playing ball? So can you say that it's muktzah, that it has no use on Shabbos?
No.
Muktzah means it has no use. It's set aside. It's not Shabbosy. It's not Shabbos purposeful at all. So can you say that? No. What happens if before Shabbos I say, you know, I'd like to play ball tomorrow? So can you say that it's mukta? No, you can't.
Why? Because you keep it in your mind and you don't
No, shayach vo shayim mukta. You can't say mukta. Mukta means set aside, not usable. Ukadila el b'shir chabet, whom we call Malcolm, he says nonetheless. L'kuleyama aso l'sol k'birishus harabi. Everybody agrees you can't play ball in a public thoroughfare. Why? Why? Carrying. Right. Can we all agree? You cannot play ball in the public. What? V'afilu b'karmelish b'shabbos. Even in a karmelish is a dirabonan, but still there's no error. D'v'kalhu sh'yipo l'chut mi'arba amos v'ashi l'asuyeh. Maybe you're going to, you know, if you're going to take it out of four amos, then you're going to carry it. You'll bring it in. U'v'chol aval b'yom tov mutter afilu b'shus harabim l'shchok bo l'deya zu. Remember what Shana Joshua said on Yom Tov? Play ball anywhere. You could go out to, you know, the park behind Avery. And that's not even the Rishis Rabbin, that's in the Erev. V'chol zeh kishashochek lo al gabe karka. That's only when you don't play on the ground. Aval kishash al gabe karka l'kulei alma asur, but on the ground it's forbidden totally. Bishun chash ashvuye gula. Because maybe you're going to smooth out the land. V'yakama me'inyan shchita tegozim, like we talked about with the nuts. He says, "Umi kol makom ein limchos benashim uktanim." When the, I don't know which women were going to play ball, but okay, when you shouldn't tell them not to. Dimutav shiyu shogigin v'aliyu mezidim. That's a very famous, well-known principle. Sometimes it's better that a person should be a shogeg and not, do it by accident and not know that it's forbidden, than you tell them it's forbidden and then do it anyway. Right, so he says, "Mutav yushogin vayu mizidin." So it comes out from this: is it forbidden to play ball on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. What?
Under certain circumstances.
Why do you say that?
Under certain circumstances,
it's not forbidden.
According to Ashkenazim, which we are, is there any prohibition of playing ball on Shabbos?
No.
Does it seem like it?
As long as you don't play on karka.
What?
As long as you don't play on karka on ground.
As long as you don't play on the ground, that's what it seems like, right?
Well, on an asphalt court, you'd be able to.
Asphalt, you should be able to. What happens if you're playing catch? Play catch, you're not playing on the ground. Meaning the problem was you needed, like, let's say soccer, you need a flat field. What happens if you're playing catch? Or you're just, I don't know, throwing a football around or whatever. But if you're playing basketball on a paved court?
There shouldn't be, according to this, there's no problem.
Shouldn't be a problem, should there?
No. Unfortunately, it's the drawer.
Right, unfortunately.
Oh, it's been like that for 20 years.
I mean, so far the only thing that looks like you can't play is golf, because that thing can only play on ground.
Okay.
Miniature golf.
What? Miniature golf. Right. Let's go to page 3. Golf, you for sure would not be like to be. Because in golf, you're literally digging holes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Really, sure, but I know that there's going to be
golf. So now we have another problem. What about exercise? Are you allowed to do exercise? It says the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, Ein mit'amlin, that you're not allowed to. There's a problem of doing things. We learned this extensively last year. Two years ago. A problem of doing something that has refuah. Of doing things. The Rabbanan were gozer 2 years ago. The Rabbanan, the rabbis, they decreed doing a number of activities that had healthful benefits. And even though the thing itself was seemingly distant from grinding medicines, nonetheless, the rabbis prohibited certain things that were considered healthful. So the Mishnah says, "Ein mit amlin." Okay, what does mit amlin mean? What does itamel? Exercise. So he says, what does that mean? Tehainu shidores al haguf bekoach. You press on the body with force. Kedei shiyiga v'yazia. In order for him to become tired, and he'll sweat. Okay, what does that sound like, by the way? It's interesting. It sounds like getting a very intense massage. Doesn't that sound like? Tahainu shedoresh al haguf b'koa. You press on the body with force. But the rabbis also took that to mean exercise. One second, I think.
Is that tennis?
What? So he says, what does it mean? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, membet, towards the bottom. I didn't need the whole answer, I've erased some of it. Membet, the koach. See what it says in Kuch Chavtet? Rochel Omar, does it mean? Shepostin u'mekapin zol sheim mishneim al-acharehim. For those of you at home, I don't even know how to describe this, okay? You're standing your arms in and out with force. Why? That's my place. Umechaminin, right? And you warm yourself up. Umajin, and you schwitz. So the ball is not a problem. What's the problem?
You're
exercise. Why not let it exercise? It was a zera because why would people do this? There's a very good reason why. Why did I go to the JCC today? Keep my sanity, to be honest with you. But why does a person go to go? Because the reason a person would do this is was considered part of a healthful regimen. So the exercise was a zera of the Rabbanon because it was a problem of refuah. So they said a person is not allowed to exercise on Shabbos. Kuflamin, kevin shiagia, you'll become tired and you'll sweat. The hibichlal refuah, and it's part of healing. Then the Hafshish will say, kevin sheinkan shaychus shchikat shimamim hayalanu lahatir. So you're not going to go grind. What's the connection between this and grinding medicines? So he says, yesh lamar, we could say, kevin gilif amim uvin hazeya al hachola gamken ayidei shimamim. He said, sometimes they use medicines in order to get a person to sweat as well.
Aspirin.
What? Aspirin makes you sweat?
Yes.
Really? Let's say you want to, it's interesting. So I didn't know this existed until I went to visit Saul Ruby, who was in the hospital. Okay? So they wanted to do a certain test on his heart. So the test can only be done, usually they'll do it in such a way where they put you on a treadmill. Right? It's a stress test. But what do you do if a person is in the hospital because of a kid, because of a problem, right? So what do you do? How do you give them that? They give you a medication. You had it done. And how did you feel? That I'm saying, as soon as they give you the medication, what happened? Your heart rate starts zooming. You start switching like crazy if you were exercising for 10 minutes. I never heard of such a thing. So he says, since you could have done the same thing through medicine, therefore, that's why the rabbis prohibited or goes there against exercise on Shabbos. This is very, very interesting. Was helpful. It was like,
helpful.
Correct. It was, they thought it was like medicine. Yeah. But we should we exercise for a very different reason.
Right.
It was still for health. Is it not?
Yeah.
Although it's hard to say that our sweating would be something that would lead you, with, like it's a medicinal thing. It's more, you know. Okay. So let's skip for a second and skip to source 9 on page 4.
So what if walking to school tires you out and
makes you sweat? So we said, remember, walking to school because of sweating was not a problem. The sweating wasn't the problem. It was the specific intention.
You swing your arms?
It was the intention to get exercise. Well, you know, right, you want to walk to shul to get to shul. Okay, so let's first skip to Lamed Tet. Okay, Lamed Tet. Okay, so he says, Misachke Richa, running, Kficha, jumping, Tofeset, tag, Umechabuim, hide and seek, Mutarim. Okay, those are permitted. Vechemuta Likfots, the Chadal, you can jump on a rope, right? Must jump on a rope? Jump rope. Aval lehit amel, but to train, usher. Meaning, you can run and jump, but training, lehit amel, that's prohibited. So where's the line? I guess it means a regimen, right? You can run, you can jump, you can run after the guy. It's not sweating, per se.
So little girls can jump rope.
Oh, yeah. Even adults, it sounds like. It's not clear whether it's talking about adults or children. Look at the footnote. Remember, the footnotes are the important part sometimes. Chadi test. He says, "Shut Lami Lahoil or Chaim Shimon Munchet Al Pi Shimon Shin Kachet Shis Membet." Remember, we saw that. That's a prohibition. The Inehem Hit Amlut. So, what happens though if you like exercise? I know somebody here that likes running quite a bit. I see him running in the middle of the winter. It could be 30 degrees below zero. He's running outside.
He's not normal.
Crazy. He's not normal.
First part of your
run. You like it? Yeah?
The first part of your run.
Yeah?
Until you get your endorphins kicked in, no one really likes it.
I don't know. I like it. You run?
The first part is painful in the beginning. Until you get that sweat.
If he says the first part of your run, so your endorphins kick in, no one enjoys.
It's harder.
Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy it? enjoy it? Yes. What about the first part?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Well, the average person doesn't enjoy it.
So listen to this. Larry, listen to this. The nehana mihit almud, what if you enjoy the exercise? Yesh lomar disharei. Maybe you could say that it's permitted. Shamati mehagon rav shlomo zalman orbach shlita. So he said to Shlomo Zalman, you know, that Gemara was talking about exercise. It was clearly talking about refuah. The person, oh, I got to do my exercise. And we all know, you know, stay healthy. What if you exercise because you like it? What if you really enjoy it? Can you do it on Shabbos then? So he says, yesh lomar disari. Maybe. That was in the footnote, not upstairs. Okay? So it's just interesting to note that not everybody says that it's prohibited to get all switched up on Shabbos. Plus, I know some people that really enjoy playing ball. So like you said, Larry, it's not Shabbos day. Some people would tell you, you know what? Sitting around all day is the most boring, annoying thing in the world. Oh, go learn. Great, I went to my shiur for an hour. Now I live in Detroit and Shabbos isn't over till 10. I really like playing ball. I love a good game of tennis. I love it. It's the most enjoyable thing I can do. What can I do on Shabbos?
Some people love the sewing.
What?
Some people love
sewing. Okay, the sewing is an av malacha.
Right.
What's the malacha? She tells me it's not Shabbos day. What makes something not Shabbos day?
What we think is not Shabbos.
What? What makes something not Shabbos day? So we said switching is not a problem because you could run to shul. You could run 8 miles to shul to get there on time. Right? So it's not Shabbos day. So no, you shouldn't run to shul to make baruch because you're going to be all switched up. Now you're not worried about it. So it's not the switched up part. Getting sweaty for nothing? Not for nothing. I feel great afterwards. I feel like I had a great day. It's a good question, isn't it? It's a very good question. Let's go back to the top. Oh, I'm sorry. Go back. Skip back to Sin Aleph. Skip back to source 8. Well, one more source I want to show you. Ein la ruch b'Shabbos ela in kein hu b'dvar mitzvah. That's what we saw. Don't run on Shabbos unless it's for dvar mitzvah. To go on the beis hakneses o ki yotzebo. Right, like shul or something like that. Hagah, the Rambam, remember. Also, we saw Yotam Amba Babsia Achash. You shouldn't take big steps. So the rest is the reason you take big steps is because you shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week. You're not looking at where you're going to rush to. Relax. It's Shabbos. Okay? That we can all agree on. Beis, listen to this. Bachurim amit adngin bikvichatam umeruchatam. Young men who like jumping and running around. That's where? What's that? If you like doing stuff, enjoy. Mutter. The Rambam says, "Lechein mutter l'tayel." You want to take a walk? Go take a walk. So there's a group of men in our shul who every week, every Shabbos, they go for a walk 5 miles to Royal Oak and back. Is that good or not? Is that good? What? They enjoy the walk. They just enjoy the walk.
And
the companionship and the exercise.
So that goes and it enhances the day.
Makes them feel great.
Is it within
the chum? Yeah, it's in the chum. Yeah. No problem. Great. So what's the difference between a 45-year-old man walking 5 miles or a 25-year-old man running? Who got a better workout?
The walkers.
Just wondering. Okay. Skip to the Shmir Shabbos Kihokasa. She says the Shmir Shabbos Mishchakim is in the chapter of games on Shabbos in Yom Tov. Ein le'eshor mishchakei kadur. I cannot forbid ball games. Lehochi mishchak kadur regel. Except for football. Football, I'm sorry. What is football? In the soccer. Why not soccer?
Flat surface.
Very good. Afilu mischut v'chutz l'bayit, even outside. V'hu adi l'gabi mischak tennis ha'shulchan. What's the tennis at Shulchan? He says it. Ping pong. Okay? Ping pong. Ping pong. Zion. Kadur shenafal al ilan. But if the ball falls in the tree, asur lehoridu nisham b'shabbat ziyanto. You cannot get it down. That's important. That's prohibited. Bein b'yad, bein b'makel. With a hand or with a stick. V'chein asur lenanea et ha'ilan kidei shiyipol ha'kadur. You're also not allowed to shake the tree. There's a very famous story of the Kiras Yaakov, the stipler gone. The stipler was in, he was born in Russia, and when he was a teenager, he was drafted into the Russian army. So he decided that he was going to try to minimize the Chilul Shabbos as much as possible. A very famous story, I'll never forget. So he decided that they'll force you to shoot on Shabbos. So he decided that he was going to do it, fine, but he will do it with machinery. So he learned to shoot upside down. He held the rifle upside down, and he actually became a marksman, shooting upside down. So one day, they all had guard duty on Shabbos. They all had guard duty, and he had guard duty on Shabbos. So the way the story goes about the stifler, one day, it's Russia, in the middle of the winter, a gazillion degrees below zero. And he goes out, and they didn't have, not everybody had a coat. How many coats were there? It was one coat, one heavy coat. The guard before him had left, had hung up the coat on the tree. So the stipler said, there's no way I'm going to last 2 hours. But I think I can make it for 5 minutes. And he did. And 5 minutes later, he said, there's no way I can last for another hour and 55 minutes. But I'll try 5 more minutes. And that's how he made it through the whole 2 hours. And then he went back inside. Now, I'm not recommending that you do this, but they don't tell stories like that about near you. Anyway.
What about if the ball falls on to the roof?
Right, it's not mechover the karka. It's not considered an ilan. So the tree is prohibited. Okay? Chet. Okay? Kadurim sha'aderech l'nafeach behem avir. What are the balls that are blown up with the likshor otam and to tie them? Okay? You blow them up and then you tie them. It's like a balloon. But they ever have those punch balls, bam, 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 bam. They're the most annoying things ever, okay? To go, kadur regel or kadur mim. I don't know what those are. Cheryl, do you have any idea? I'm asking you because you might know from Israel. Some kind of like football or whatever.
Well, kadur soccer ball.
Yeah, kadur is a soccer ball, but I've never seen a tied up soccer ball. You know, it must have been a very cheap soccer ball that they would blow it up and then they would kick it around until it broke and then whatever. Harehem muksa b'shabbos v'yom tov. Like those are mukta, so same thing would be with a balloon. Aval muta l'nafea kadurim she'en haderach l'koshram. V'gam kein the dumiyot chayot v'chidome. He says, but you can, asher avir nishmar behem ayideh tak miyuchad. You're allowed to blow up balls on Shabbos.
Now look at the,
look at Chaf Galid, look at the little footnote. Shemati me'agon ha'shomo zaman orbach. It's not a big deal. Is it a big deal to blow up the ball to add air to a ball on Shabbos? Is it a tircha? Not really. Does it take a master ball blower upper to blow up a ball on Shabbos? No. Shabbos, sorry. Things are permitted. Okay. Seems okay. He says, I think it's even permitted to blow it up with a pump. On Shabbos, b'mash eva. You see the last one, right? What's the problem? What is a pump? A pump is just pushing air into the ball. Why should it be prohibited to push air into the ball? So it makes a distinction between a new ball, which has never been blown up, because that might be fixing something, creating something. But if a ball, got a little dead, like this one, and the kids ask you to blow it up, it says, "Well, Shlomo Zalman said it was permitted." So let's go through the list again, okay? Now, I just want to go through the list again. Mm-hmm. Carry balloons are mukta.
In the house? Or?
For kids, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather get back to you. Carrying. So we have an Eruv. Mukta. Are balls mukta? We said, although, so you said some posts can say yes, the Ramah clearly rules that balls are not mukta. Exercise. Mm-hmm. Right? That's not so clear either, if you enjoy it. Not so clear. Leveling the ground. Problem. So don't play ball games that might cause leveling the ground. Trees and bushes. Again a problem, but would that prohibit you from playing ball?
No.
No. I'm planting a ball. Many poskim say it's prohibited. Shmuel Shabbos has quoted a very good rabbi who says that it's not prohibited. So what's the problem? Larry, I don't see you happy. You're still bothered. Okay, let's go back to our sign on page one. The Talmud relates that the city of Tur Shimon was destroyed because of ball playing on Shabbos. True or not true?
Yeah.
There's some that say that ball playing will be done, we're going to assume, because another... Okay, so it's really the Midrash Eicha says that Tur Shimon was destroyed. The Poskim tell us that ball playing for adults is strictly prohibited. True or not true?
Not true.
Partially true. Some Poskim do. The big Poskim...
So then it's not true.
Notice they say they don't say who the Poskim are.
Right. Okay.
This includes tennis, golf, baseball, football, and other similar sports. Just notice, by the way, that the Shmuel Shabbos Gelchasa listed a bunch of sports and said,
it's okay.
For very young children, however, the halacha is more lenient. Have we seen any inkling of this at all?
No.
Well, we did see, remember, that the Rama says, vis-a-vis, that Mr. Brewer said, when it comes to playing like other games, women and children, we don't tell them not to do it. In one's own backyard, away from public view, a young child is permitted to throw a ball in a simple fashion. Did we see any sources for backyard versus front yard?
No.
Under no conditions may children play ball in the street. So where did that come from? Someone's imagination. This would certainly diminish the Kedusha Shabbos in our community.
True.
That's true. What?
That's true.
Well, last page. Hilchos Yom Tov. Okay? Talking about moving things on Yom Tov, carrying, moving things. So the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch says, "Aval avanim ukriyotze behem aser." You're not allowed to move stones and stuff, right? You can't move rocks on Yom Tov because they have no purpose. That's muktzah. Again, the Ramah, where Moshe Izalus comes along and says, "Hagav umuta lischok bechadur afilu b'sisharabim." A second, twice it appears in Shulchan Aruch on Yom Tov. You're allowed to play ball even in the middle of the street. Afagav she'enu ela tiyul ba'alma. Even if, though, it's only a tiyul ba'alma. What's a tiyul ba'alma? There's no purpose. It's just for fun. It's nevura. Chador afilu b'shitha rabin. Rosh Shalomar, he says, afagabda al yudeze ragil ha'avir arba amos b'inakam ma'makam. Even if you're going to take it four amos, which is the measurement from place to place. Afilu hachi mutar, it's permitted. Tuhu b'chlau tiyul b'shimchas yom tov. People enjoy throwing around the ball on Yom Tov. The Rashal Kasav, so the Marshal writes, the Davar Tema Hu Lahakir Zeh. So the Marshal writes, the Mishnah Berurah, I can't believe the Rama was not doing this. Why? The Ein Bo Tzarech Hayom Klal. He says, you don't do this during the day, it's for Yom Tov. El Eschok Shol Yiladim. It's for children. Aval L'Gedolim Shenogim Kein Minag Rahu. He says, but for adults that play ball on Shabbos, it's a minagra. The enze shimcha b'tiyul elashichas yuladim v'kaldus rosh. It's a children's game. It's lightheadedness. Olav hachi enze zimdim zemuska mukoliyam. Also, not everybody agrees. The das hamachaber lashor. The machaber said it's prohibited, as we said. Okay. Ulein and sharmin eschal kinam kibam b'shabbos. But for other enjoyment, it's like Shabbos. So the Rama says. The Mishabura says. The Chavetz Chaim says. Is the Ramah say it's mutter? Yes. Question of, is it permitted or not permitted to play ball on Shabbos? Clearly the Ramah says it's mutter. But it's a kid's thing. Kids play ball. It's not for adults to do. It's not appropriate for adults to do. That's really the bottom line. So the only distinction you're going to find is it prohibited for adults to play ball on Shabbos? It is certainly not prohibited. Is it appropriate for adults to play ball on Shabbos? It's a process. Agreed. What about for kids? Is it process for kids to play ball on Shabbos? Doesn't sound like it. Mm-hmm. No. Because kids play ball. That's what the kids do. They say because adults should find something more appropriate to do.
Unless they're playing ball with their kids.
Well, all right. There's no distinction between in the front yard or in the backyard or Kedusha Shabbos or not Kedusha Shabbos. And if I was going to hang up signs in the community about problems, I'm not sure this would be number one.
So how do we...
Wait, 1 second. Interesting. So I was talking to my sister, who lives in Baltimore, and it's well known a lot of teenagers play ball on Shabbos. So she was talking to her mentor of hers, And he said, listen, and a mentor, a colleague of hers, he said, if I had to choose between the teenagers either playing ball on Shabbos or reading the teen magazines that are unbelievably inappropriate, they should play ball on Shabbos. Because unless we give them something more constructive to do, that should be the least of their problems. And now, now that we've seen the sources, now that I've seen the sources, you see just how true that is. How bad is it? Not so bad at all. It's a minagra. You know what? There are many, many, many worse things to do than a minagra.
So then how do you explain this, you know, that a city gets destroyed because of it?
So obviously, they felt that that wasn't really authoritative. Some say because it's news. It's very hard, you know, maybe. Maybe the rabbi in the Midrash is trying to get his people to stop, you know, stop playing ball on Shabbos.
It doesn't seem to be equal, so we play playing ball.
It seems very unusual. Right. Maybe that's what they felt.
Yeah. Why then they signed back up after it was taken down?
Oh, I took it. When was it taken down?
I took it down.
You did?
Someone else put it back up. I assumed it was you.
Probably because I didn't look into it. Now that I looked into it, I'm probably going to take it down. Okay, have a good week.